Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Welcome to today's podcast, The Fallacy of More. Sometimes we can find ourselves in a state of wanting more. More money, more friends, more clothes, more kids, more homes, more. Our society makes us believe that more external things equals more happiness. However, if you don't have a handle on the things you do have, and if you don't have quality in the relationships you have right now, more will produce more of what you already have. That might equal more stress, more overwhelm, more sleepless nights. You see, you can give two people a nugget of gold. One will say, "Oh, what a pretty shiny rock," and have absolutely no clue what to do with it. The other will smelter that rock into a small commodity that serves them well. It's the same with people and things in your life. You get out what you put in. I recently read a book called Stretch by Professor Scott Sonshine. He states that it's not more external tools we need, it's internal tools. We need more perspective, more ingenuity, more creative thinking, because it's our perception that shapes our reality. In his book, he gives the example of the woman who created the white out or liquid paper product. Her name is Bette Nesmith Graham. She was a typist in a bank and a struggling single mother. And she was sick and tired of having to retype entire pages because of one small mistake. You see, that's what they had to do back then. If you made a mistake on the page, you would have to start again from the beginning. I can imagine how frustrating that would have been. So one day she was gazing out the window, letting her mind roam. Externally, on the outside, to her boss, she might have seemed lazy at the moment. But internally, she was sparking her creative genius that would change the world for the better. She observed a wall of a neighboring building that was painted with graffiti. Painters came and used a thick white paint to cover it up. It had to be a certain type of paint because the ordinary thin white paint wouldn't just cover it. And you'd have to use layer after layer to achieve a decent result. The painters came and painted over it with just one coat. And by lunchtime, she went out there and noticed that the wall was already dry. She spoke to the painters who explained the special type of paint they had used. She thought to herself, "Man, I wish I had a tiny bottle of that so I could do that on my page." Well, the rest is history. She developed a formula to do just that and eventually became a millionaire. Her son grew up to be a famous musician in a band called The Monkees. She was a single mother in need. She needed more money. She needed a better car. She needed more clothes for her kids, more food, more. But instead of wallowing in what she didn't have and crying about what she wanted, she used what she had. And at that moment, it was her mind. She stretched. Even when developing her formula, she didn't have access to scientific labs or experts. She started at a paint store and went from there. There was no internet back then, no help for her. She changed her perspective and formed a new belief. She believed that she could bring this idea to market despite the obstacles she faced, and she did just that. So if you're struggling to parent one child, having another isn't going to make it any easier. If you are struggling to manage the assets you already have, more won't make you happier. More cars, more homes, more money will only produce more of what you already have. If you mismanage your money now, you will do it at a greater level with more money. If you mismanage your relationships now, more relationships won't improve the quality of them. You will only produce more of the same. More isn't better. Having more of anything doesn't make you happier, richer, or a better person overall. Learning to manage what you have does. I'm not saying don't have more kids, but if you want more kids, thinking that is going to get easier or make you happier, then you are doing it for the wrong reasons, and you'll find yourself more overwhelmed and more stressed than ever before. The key is to refine your processes. Learn, invest in your education, try new things, and be consistent when testing new paths. Analyze the results and refine over and over until you see the results you wish for. Transformation can occur quickly, perhaps not overnight, but it doesn't have to take years either. However, to achieve it, you need a renewed mind, consistency, and dedication. If you have a broken down car, 10 more cars won't make you happier. You'll be more stressed because now you have a lot more to manage. Often, it's not more that we want. It's better. Be better. Do better. Improve your relationships. Put yourself in a position where you're empowered to make good choices, in a position where you can support more kids, a bigger home, and more money. And to do that, it requires a change inside. That's what I strive to do in all of my parenting resources. I strive to help you repair or replace the broken things inside of you first, to understand the nature of human behavior so your kid's behavior is not this enigma or unsolvable puzzle that weighs you down, but a challenge that motivates you to do better so that you can free yourself and have the home life you deserve. Don't strive for more. Strive for better. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting. Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promotingselfesteem.com.